Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Todd Lamb. In the Secret Service, I learned it's important to have a plan. That's what's missing in Oklahoma. I have a plan. As governor, I'll be ready to take action and get results on day one.
Todd Lamb's plan. Direct a minimum of 65% of our education dollars to the classroom to improve education and help our kids. Reform our budget process and hold unelected bureaucrats accountable by implementing zero-based budgeting. And work with President Trump to create jobs while diversifying Oklahoma's economy.
I took an oath in the Secret Service to step in the line of fire to protect the president, our republic, and all that America stands for. As governor, I'll fight just as hard to turn Oklahoma around.
Read the details of Todd Lamb's action plan at VoteToddLamb.com. Todd Lamb, a proven pro-life conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb, for governor. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
As combines begin to roll in southwestern Oklahoma, it'll be a small crop here in 2018. The hope is it'll be a good quality crop. Vince Peterson of U.S. Wheat Associates says it is all about providing quality to the end user. He says that's a part of the vision that he has for U.S. Wheat.
Well, our strategy is, frankly, to push down even farther into the, let's call it, the value chain overseas. So take that analogy. We started with governments. We're now down into the private sector flour milling. We're now even expanding our technical capabilities with flour millers, with bakers on staff, people that we can even get down to the next level of usage within the country to try to affect the markets and our position and even farther down the chain.
One thing that happened just a few years ago in our part of the country, I know you've done it some of the other classes of wheat as well, but Plains Grains, yeah, that Mark Hodges has had his hand in, and a lot of other producers have had kind of that vision of that, of giving a lot of information on a grain shed by grain shed area of the quality, the milling, baking, attributes of our wheat. How important is that?
You know, it's really important. Frankly, you know, information is money anymore. It's the key to people's businesses. I think we still have a challenge ahead of us. You know, making the leap from identifying where the wheat is and what it is to getting those specific things to the end customer, that's a challenge for the commercial system, which we're still working through. So, but the core of that is vitally important.
Matching what the kind of the aggregating of the wheat with the information we've got.
Exactly. You know, it's one thing to say, here it is on the map, here's where it's located. It's the other thing to say, I want 25,000 tons, I want 1 million bushels of that wheat delivered to me in my mill in Peru. That's a leap that's got to take place.
The top hired hand for U.S. Wheat Associates, Vince Peterson. Here in 2018, a bill has been passed into law by the state legislature. Governor Fallon has signed the measure approving the Oklahoma Industrial Hemp Agricultural Pilot Program. Governor Fallon has recently approved the emergency rules put together by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. Dr. Tom Kuhn, Vice President and Dean for OSU's Division of Agriculture, says at this time, Oklahoma State has not applied for a license, and we do not anticipate applying for a license in time for this year's growing season. He says they're taking a holistic approach on this new industry, evaluating agronomics, logistics, processing, and economic feasibility before they move forward to trying to oversee possible production of industrial hemp. To remind you, it's Memorial Day 2018. Government offices are closed. Banks are closed. No post office service. The agricultural futures markets are closed, as well as the stock market. You've got farm news on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 31st on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 15,900 head to be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, 3,500 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's a check of your agriculture news. Have a good Memorial Day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.